Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Friday, July 21st, 2023. Poland on alert as Wagner fighters train in Belarus. Polish World War II soldiers' dog tag unearthed in Israel returns home. And Polish police officers save drowning 29-year-old in Croatia. Good afternoon. Police forces are being put on alert after up to 10,000 Wagner fighters from Russia are known to be stationed in Belarus and they may shortly be deployed to the Polish border, officials have warned. The Belarusian Defence Ministry recently announced a large-scale military training exercise just across the Polish border. The exercise involves mercenaries from Russia's notorious Wagner group, which found its new base in Belarus. This could result in provocations, says the Polish defence minister, who has decided to relocate some of his country's military forces eastward. The dog tags of a Polish soldier who perished in Israel in World War II have been returned back to Poland after they were unearthed by metal detectorists. During a search at Latrun, a strategically significant hilltop near Jerusalem, Israeli metal detecting enthusiasts had stumbled upon a dog tag from 1943 that belonged to a Polish soldier named Franciszek Zbikowski. Following meticulous research, the leader of the metal detecting group successfully identified the soldier's family. During an event held at Poland's Institute of National Remembrance on Wednesday, with the Israeli metal seekers also in attendance, the dog tag was handed over to the soldier's closest surviving relative. A pair of Polish police officers have rescued a man from drowning in Croatia. The officers, assigned to the Safe Holiday Season project, responded to cries for help while walking along the promenade in the Croatian town of Makarska on the Adriatic Sea coast. Upon hearing the calls, the officers observed two individuals struggling in the water approximately 100 metres from the shoreline. A young woman was waving her arms and calling for help while the man repeatedly disappeared beneath the water's surface. The Polish officers borrowed an inflatable stand-up paddleboard from nearby beachgoers and headed towards the couple. It turned out that the 29-year-old man injured his shoulder while swimming. Employing rescue techniques and using the board, the Polish officers transported the injured man back to shore, where he was handed over to the rescuers. And finally, Gdansk Airport has had a record first 6 months of activity in 2023, according to figures just released. In the first half of this year, the airport served over 2.6 million passengers, 42.3% more than in the same period in 2022, and 6.9% more than during the same period in the record year of 2019. The most popular destinations chosen by passengers flying from Gdansk are London, which had almost 250,000 passenger departures, Oslo with more than 200,000, and Stockholm with over 165,000 passengers. Ryanair and Wizz Air are the carriers that operated the most flights to and from Gdansk during this period.
The weather.
Today will be a showery day in light winds with temperatures of 21 degrees centigrade, 70 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 12 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will continue showery in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 20 degrees during the day and 10 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.